Thank you, Prem. Thank you, Ganesh. And dear listeners, Sai Ram from Prashanthinilam, the most happening place on the planet. And Puttaparthi literally is now hot and happening because the mercury levels are indeed going up. It is 35 degrees and more during the day. And of course, it cools down a bit in the evenings. And in these times, I cannot help but remember Vrindavan, Bhagwan's ashram in Bangalore. Because Swami never wanted his devotees to undergo the inconvenience of soaring temperatures in Puttaparthi, and that is why he would avoid staying in Puttaparthi from March to early June. He would say that if I stay on here, devotees will continue to be here and they will be put into lot of inconvenience. And during these months, the ashram in Vrindavan would now come alive. And recently, from March 1st till March 12, 2015, we saw the grand Atirudra Mahayagnam that was held in the Vrindavan ashram. And it was an indelible experience for everyone who attended it. And in fact, the last 6 episodes of Outside Inside Deep Inside was on this beautiful sacrifice. You can go to our archives and listen to amazing reflections and insights about this yagnam. And sometime you will also see a cover story on Atirudra Mahayagnam that was held in Vrindavan on Radio Sai website. I too was blessed to be in Vrindavan for a day during this 12-day holy ceremony, and when I had the chance to go inside the inner gates into the Trey Vrindavan compound, the actual residence of Bhagwan, I could not help but remember those glorious days of Vrindavan, those sessions with Swami inside Trey Vrindavan, and how Swami gave so much of His time to shape young minds. And even as I was thinking about all this, the warden of the hostel, Dr. Ravi Kumar, came there, and as we started talking, he took me actually to the days of Vrindavan, even before the Trey Vrindavan building came into being, the days of the old bungalow, as it is called. And it is then that I recalled how during informal sessions, Swami used to so fondly remember one of His exceptional devotees, someone whose faith in the omnipotence, omniscience and omnipresence of Bhagwan was rock-like, just like His physical being, which was well-built. And someone who said, "For me, Swami is first, everything follows next." And he lived this mantra till the end of his life. Someone who pleased the Lord so much that apparently one day Swami, out of sheer joy, just hugged him lovingly and said, "You are my Hanuman." Yes, he was a messenger, a servant, a servitor, a devotee, a disciple, everything par excellence. Mr. Rama Brahman, the exalted one who managed the Vrindavan ashram of Bhagwan diligently and dutifully for nearly 3 decades. And before he finally departed, he did have the vision of Sri Rama. He had a very, very fulfilling, very, very blissful life. Mrs. Ratanlal, who has served Bhagwan at close quarters for 45 years, says there has been no one like Mr. Rama Brahman when it comes to serving Bhagwan and looking after His needs and comforts and doing things that pleases Him and carrying out His orders to His utmost satisfaction. Mr. Rama Brahman was simply unmatched. To me, ruminating on the stories of the Lord, stories of the Lord's devotees sometimes seems much more exhilarating and elevating than about the story of the Lord Himself. Of course, one cannot differentiate one from the other, because one does not exist without the other. Without devotee, there is no God story, and if there is no story of God, devotee does not come into being at all in the first place. Yet, at times, it makes me feel that the Lord loves to listen to the stories of the glory of His devotees more than His own story. And that is perhaps the reason why we saw Swami never tired of talking about Hanuman. We saw Him getting overwhelmed with emotion the moment Meera was mentioned. We saw Him listening with rapt attention if anyone talked about Tyagaraja any number of dramas and presentations on the lives of Prahlada, Dhruva, Markandeya. They were always welcome, they were always fresh, and Swami heard and saw them with the same enthusiasm. That is how much the Lord loves His devotees. And therefore I feel, if we talk about the devotees of the Lord and ruminate on their life and their virtues, the Lord would be pleased too. Therefore, with prayers to Swami, I wish to spend a few episodes of outside, inside, deep inside, deliberating on the life of this stalwart of His servitors, Mr. Rama Brahma.
Tune into Sai. Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
So welcome to Outside Inside, Deep Inside. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu. The time in the studios now is 8:44, and today we discuss Sai Rama's Rama Brahmam, the tale of a mighty devotee. In fact, how Mr. Rama Brahmam came to His fold is quite an interesting story. The way Swami pulls the strings of our life unto Himself when the time is ripe is so fantastic. Mr. Rama Brahmam hailed from Kolavennu village. It's in the Krishna district of Andhra Pradesh, about 30 kilometers from the city of Vijayawada. His father was Mr. Nagabhushanam, a very well endowed landlord there. He had four sons, Kovilamudi Gopalakrishnaya, Kovilamudi Venkata Kotaya, Kovilamudi Sitaramaya, and Kovilamudi Lakshmi Narayana. Unfortunately, later, he lost his wife, and in those days a businessman needed to have a partner with him to open the books of accounts in the new year. That was the custom, and this forced Mr. Nagabhushanam to marry again. And it was this marriage to Kottamma that gifted him with a son whom he named Rama Brahmam. Kottamma also gave him two daughters, Tulasiamma and Annapurna. In those days, getting educated was very hard and very expensive too. We are talking about 1920s in India. So the father, Nagabhushanam, got one of his sons educated, the eldest one, Kovilamudi Gopalakrishnaya, who rose to become a lawyer and was even conferred the title of Roy Bahadur by the British. In fact, till this day, there is a hostel for students in Vijayawada named after him. But the father asked all the others in the family to pursue agriculture and other businesses. And they were one of the leading business families in Vijayawada, with four rice factories, a sugar factory, and they were into export of rice, coconut and so on. Mr. Rama Brahman's father asked him to get involved with agriculture and look after the lands. And so Mr. Rama Brahman did not have much education, but he was very good at what he was doing in agriculture. But as time went on, many well-wishers suggested to him to leave agriculture and get into other businesses, because that would be more profitable. And it is at this time that Mr. Rama Brahma's older brother, Kovilamudi Venkata Kotaya, was having trouble with his business, while the other brother, Kovilamudi Sitaramaya, had established himself as a successful businessman. Venkata Kotaya was struggling with his enterprise, and Mr. Rama Brahmam thought, instead of me starting my own business, it would be better for me to help my brother. And his brother welcomed him with open arms. Apart from the fact that there was always a lot of warmth between the brothers, Venkata Kotaya knew how dynamic Rama Brahmam is, and with his help he was sure he would definitely come out of his problems. And that is exactly what happened. Once Rama Brahmam joined him, soon he was able to clear all his debts, and Venkata Kotaya emerged very prosperous. Apart from a rice mill, he now had a theater running, a shopping complex rented out, and so on. And eventually, one day, Venkatakottaya distributed all his property to his four sons and a daughter. And even as he did this, he gave one-fifth of his wealth to Mr. Rama Brahmam. But he kept nothing for himself. Now Rama Brahmam Garu could not accept the fact that his brother had not kept anything for himself. So he voluntarily offered 50% of that one-fifth that he received from his brother back to him. Such was the heart of this youngster, Rama Brahmam. Even though he had toiled hard for that wealth, he was happy to get whatever is left after everyone is comfortable and taken care of. And after this, Rama Brahmam moved to Nellore, where he started his own business and agriculture. Needless to say, he was very successful in all his endeavors. And now, in 1944, something interesting happened. Mr. Rama Brahmam now made a journey to a place called Ventrapagada, which is about 25 kilometers from Vijayawada. His wife and 7-year-old son Sitaramaya, he had named his son Sitaramaya. They were with him, and he was there to attend the marriage of a relative. And it is in this visit that he, for the first time, saw a temple constructed for Shirdi Sai. It was done by another distant relative by name Nagabharava Venkataratnam. Now, seeing this for the first time, Rama Brahmam Garu got very inquisitive, and he asked his relative more about the Sai Baba of Shirdi. And this is when this relative, Venkataratnam, who was working in the railways as a guard, told him how he had visited the sacred shrine at Shirdi a couple of years ago and stayed there for a few days. He was there with one prayer to the Lord, that he should be blessed with a child. And to his delight, after he returned from Shirdi, he was conferred with a girl child. Thankful to Shirdi Sai, he named this child as Sai Talli. Talli is an affectionate way of calling out to a girl, though literally it means mother. So when Mr. Rama Brahmam heard all this from this relative Venkataratnam, he was very impressed. In fact, Venkataratnam told him about the different miracles that happens in Shirdi, how Shirdi Baba cured the sick, how he lighted lamps with water, how he blessed the impoverished with wealth, and how he cured problems of so many who set their foot on the soil of Shirdi. And listening to all these amazing instances, Mr. Rama Brahmam now was very eager to visit Shirdi. And he did visit Shirdi. And once he was there, he fell in love with the place. He started visiting Shirdi often, and he never missed being there for Dasara or for Sri Rama Navami. His business now started growing at a great pace, and this only confirmed his faith in Baba, and now he started regularly sending money to the Shirdi shrine. And what also happened is an altar for Baba now adorned his home. Sai Baba of Shirdi now took the central place in his shrine. And this went on for nearly 10 years. And then in 1953, again something curious happened. Mr. Rama Brahmam had come to a place called Madanapalli. It's about 170 kilometers from Anandpur. He had gone there to see a cousin brother who was down with tuberculosis, and he was being treated in a Christian hospital there. Now, having come so far from Vijayawada, Mr. Rama Brahmam thought, why not visit Hindupur, which was closer, maybe about 2 hours drive, about 100 kilometers. Because in Hindupur, there was a bullock cart fair, and he thought this would be a good opportunity for him to pick up a few good bullocks, who would be very useful for his business, tilling the land and so on. And so he was on this bus that would take him to Hindupur. after seeing his cousin in Madanapalli, and the bus was full of people and filled with luggage. It was while on this journey, as the bus neared on this journey, that he overheard someone talking about another Baba. And they were now talking about Satya Sai Baba. And he heard how they were discussing about the miracles of this new Baba. And now, hearing all this, he actually wanted to move from his seat and go to the seat next to the people who were talking about this Satya Sai Baba. But the bus was so packed that there was no way he could actually make place to even move and go to the place where these two people were. And he was sitting on his seat helpless, but he wanted to know more about this new Baba who was there near Anandpur, and he was wondering what to do. And just then the bus tire was punctured, and so all the passengers had to get down. And now Mr. Ramaprabham took this chance and he asked those two people who were talking about Bhagwan, and they started narrating to him so many miracles that was happening in Puttaparthi. And they also told him that Satya Sai Baba is a reincarnation of Shirdi Sai. When Mr. Ramaprabham heard this, now his curiosity was at its peak. He definitely now wanted to see Satya Sai. So he forgot about buying his bullocks, he forgot about going to Anandpur. He asked his people, how can I go to Puttaparthi? And they guided him that they could take the bus to Kadri and Mudigubba and then finally come to Bukkapatnam. And you know, this is 1953, so reaching Puttaparthi was a Herculean task. One has to cross through mud roads and rivers and sands and whatnot. He underwent all that and he reached Prashanthinilam in the evening of that day in 1953. And as soon as he crossed the Gopuram gate and walked towards the mandir, he saw Swami coming in from the other direction. And the first thing Swami told him is, "Hey Ramaprabham, how are you?" And Mr. Ramaprabham was completely taken aback, because he wondered, how is it that this Sai Baba knows me? This is the first time I'm coming here and no one knows that I'm coming here. How does he know me? As he was trying to solve this conundrum in his mind, Swami smiled and said, "What are you thinking? Why are you so surprised? Daily you offer puja to me only. I am that Shirdi Sai." And now Mr. Ramaprabham was dazed. He knew he was in the presence of someone absolutely inexplicable. He was so captured by that encounter and by everything that he saw subsequently in Puttaparthi that he decided to stay on for one more day. And he saw Bhagwan performing a tonsil operation on a boy. He saw Swami curing someone else of appendicitis. He watched him materialize Vibhuti. He talked to people who had come from different parts of India, and they told him different stories. Someone had his business problem solved, another had his personal life sorted out, and so on. And now slowly Mr. Ramaprabham's faith began to take shape. And in spite of the humongous inconvenience of staying in Prashanti in those days, he was a landlord and he was here in Puttaparthi. There was no place to stay, no electricity, no water, no hotel, no transport, no telephone, no nothing. There's only one hotel, Nair Hotel. And he used to buy hot water for shower in the morning for 10 paisa a bucket. No proper place as shelter. He really had very difficult time, but the pull of Bhagwan was so much that he decided to stay on. And then he heard that some people have this chance of doing Pada Pujas to Swami, wherein they have this opportunity to worship Swami's feet with flowers, incense, tulsi leaves and so on. And he found out that there are these ready-made packets available with all these items. And he thought, why not take this opportunity? So he asked Bhagwan for this chance and Swami blessed him. And so on the D-Day, when he was there with Bhagwan, there was a Pada Puja room where Bhagwan would be seated on a chair and the devotee could worship the Lord's feet to his heart's content with kumkum, chandan, tulsi leaves, jasmine flowers, rose water and so on. And Mr. Rama Brahmam was relishing those moments of worshipping the Lord's feet. And as he was immersed in this holy ritual, he looked up to see Bhagwan. And what did he see? He did not see the face of Sai Baba. He saw there his Shirdi Sai, the Shirdi Sai that he has been worshipping for 10 years. The Shirdi Sai who was the center of his life. That's it. That was the last stone that was needed to make his pillar of faith rock-like. It was now solid. He was absolutely convinced who Satya Sai is. And now there was no looking back. Now his trips to Prashanti became frequent. And from now on, from then on, he virtually handed over the entire charge of his life to Swami. And thus began the beautiful saga of the sweet relationship between Sai Rama and Sai Rama's Rama Brahma. There is more story of how he finally came to take charge of the Vrindavan ashram, how Bhagwan gave him that responsibility and how so beautifully he discharged that role to perfection. I will bring you more of these stories in the future episodes. What I am going to do now is play for you a conversation I had with Brother Mallikeshwaran, a former student of Bhagwan, who had the chance to witness this relationship that existed between Swami and Mr. Rama Brahmam. This will give you a glimpse of what kind of an exceptional servitor of the Lord Mr. Rama Brahmam was. Sai Ram, Brother Mallikeshwaran, and welcome to the studios of Radio
Sai. Sai Ram, sir.
As I was reading something about Mr. Rama Brahmam, who was a caretaker of Bhagwan's ashram in Vrindavan for nearly 2-3 decades or more, I figured that he was a devotee par excellence. The current generation does not know about how Bhagwan had created such a beautiful devotee out of an ordinary human being. And the people who have seen him at work, people who have seen the relationship that Mr. Rama Brahmam had with Swami, the devotion of this devotee as well as the love that the Lord had for such a devotee. And you being one of the persons who has watched Bhagwan and Ram Brahmam closely in those times in Vrindavan, I thought there could be some memories which you could share which would help us understand this beautiful relationship that existed between Bhagwan and this dear devotee of his.
Absolutely true what you have said. People are blessed with so many things in their life. So you take, for example, all of us are really blessed to be a contemporary to the God himself. I have another special blessings. Yes, that is the ultimate, to be with the Lord and to talk to him, to play with him, all that. But in my heart, I can tell with 100% conviction, moving with this devotee like Rama Brahmam is still a better fortune. That's what I wanted to say.
Oh my God.
Really, because see, Swami himself had said in his speech so many times, if there is anybody greater than God, it is his devotee. Swami tells a wonderful story telling that who is the greatest. It goes every step and then ultimately it reaches the God. But God says, no, 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 a pure devotee can imprison me in his heart with his devotion. So he is the greatest.
Absolutely.
And one more thing, it is again Brahma with Brahma Iva Bhavati. Rama Brahmam is such a person who always contemplated on Brahman, that is Satyasai, and became Satyasai himself. He is such a great devotee of Swami. And each and every moment that I had spent with him had taught me so many things. If at all I have devotion to Swami today, let me tell you very honestly, Rama Brahmam had shaped me, he had contributed to a great extent.
Wow.
Because the way in which he had moved, we talk about 9 types of bhakti. He is the epitome of that 9 types of bhakti, from Shravanam to Atmanivedanam.
Oh my God.
He is such a great devotee, not educated, but can handle so many things. Of course, with Lord, he himself had said, we are all zeros. And, you know, he is the first decimal. So, if you want to equate Rama Brahmam to that, what is the number of zeros, it is almost equivalent to that of Swami. That's what I wanted to say. Because surely you would have merged with Swami, and I think the inputs and the beauty of Swami, so many times he had shared with me, telling that don't leave him. He is such a thing, you do not know. Just believe my word. Just like Swami himself had told so many times, you will have doubts, you will have all those things. But just have faith, hold on, you will be saved. That's what Rama Brahmam used to tell. He is divine supreme. He had got so much of experience. And I was happy to witness 3 such wonderful things along with him.
Wow.
And out of which one is, that is the best day in my life. So many pleasures I would have enjoyed in my life. With Swami also I would have got so many chances on a given particular day. But the moment I always cherish to the greatest, as the greatest in my heart is, the conversation between Rama Brahmam Garu and Swami. The love fight, what they had, and how God had yielded. He was very happy to lose. God is very happy to lose in a battle. That is because of the pure devotion what Rama Brahmam had. All 9 types of bhakti, you name anything, you can always tell Ram Brahmam as the best example of that. And similarly, that is 9 types of worship, that's what we say. And Swami also says about 6 types of bhakti. And all types of bhakti, different period in his life, he would have shown that to Swami. Such a great devotee. And I have never seen a person like him. So simple hearted, so loving, so caring. I just wanted to inform you only one thing. As an old student, you are also old student, you are aware of that form and non-form aspect of...
When Bhagwan would give attention to a particular student.
Yes, that is form period we say, and the worst period in our life will be out of form. So Swami teaches so many things. But the normal tendency of the others, when a person is not in a form, you know that very well. But Ram Brahmam is a person who will go and plead to Swami. He will cry, Swami, Abhay Chala Manchivadu. He is a very good boy. Please don't do like that. Who will have the guts to go and tell Bhagavan? He will go and tell, he will plead for the boys.
Because Swami would be giving attention to one boy and suddenly he would stop and he would feel very sorry.
Yes, he will cry. Swami again is the greatest actor. When he wants to neglect you, he will see through you. And when he wants to give a chance, even if you are in a corner, he will call. He is the master of all the things. And sometimes the treatment will be very bad. You all know. I think we all have experienced that non-form aspect.
Well, it can be very tough.
Very, very tough. Very, very tough. You know, the agony of those period. And Vrindavan boys, believe me, they'll go. Only consolation for all of them is Rama Brahmam only.
Mm-hmm.
They'll go and cry. He'll pacify them. And not only that, he'll go and plead with Swami. He'll cry. See, it comes from his heart. It is not like Swami, why are you doing like this? Not like that. He'll cry, Swami, chala manchi vadu. The way in which he tells, no, it will melt even the God.
Mm.
See, God, you know, Swami, though his heart is as soft as butter, when time comes, it is, Swami himself has said, his heart is as hard as diamond. But if there is any other substance that is hardest, I think that is Swami's heart during those period. Of course, he does everything for our good. We all know that. But he is a person who will go and plead, he'll cry, not only once, till Swami becomes all right with that boy.
Oh my
he'll
God.
He'll keep on pleading. Swami will shout at him. Hey, you, nikem telidu, naak telsa, neek telsa, all that. But in spite of that, he'll go. He's
you have no
another,
idea.
Yes, yeah. Yes. He's another mother. Really, I'm telling you. If Swami is 1,000 mother, Ram Brahmam will be at least 100 mother. Really, I'm telling you. Such a loving thing without expecting anything. He'll go all out, whether he knows that boy or not. For him, boy should not suffer. That is the only attitude what he had in his life. Coming to the experience, I've got three wonderful experiences what he had. Mrs. Rambrahman normally used to talk very loudly. And they were blessed to stay. Both of them were allowed to stay. The ground floor of Vrindavan, old Vrindavan. We used to call bungalow. Old Vrindavan bungalow. So Swami casually one day informed him, see, the wife chala arustundra naaku nidra raavatledu. See, it is not that Bhagavan wants to sleep and upstairs you can, even if you shout, if you close the door, you can't hear anything. But Swami has got a own way of teaching through one person to all. Next 3 days there was no noise.
Swami said your wife is crying.
Shouting.
Shouting.
When she talks, that itself, see, even Rambrahma voice is a booming voice. If he tells a secret to you in your ears, and now this is Radio Sai, you can hear in Kulwantal.
Oh my God.
Yes, rustic, down to earth, greatest human being. So next 3 days there was no noise. Swami also didn't bother. Then he asked, hey, what happened? Me wife, Tityava, did you shout at her? She is not at all shouting. Swami, I have some relation in Bangalore. I have left her in the house 3 days back. I am not going to bring her here anymore.
Oh my God.
That is the love what he has for Swami. Everybody knows how little Swami sleep. And Rambrahman is the person who will know it very well because he was the only person who was blessed either in Vrindavan or in Parthi, whenever he comes to Parthi. He will be the last person to see Swami. When Swami retires to his bedroom, he'll go inside the bedroom, both of them will talk, he'll do Pad Seva and they'll keep on talking. If Swami goes, see, normally in Vrindavan, Swami used to retire by 8:15, 8:20 and he'll come out at 9:30. He'll be the last person to see Swami's physical form. Such is the thing. He says, I've sent my wife 3 days back. Then Swami said, I don't do like that, figure. That is a love he has for Swami. So he's the person who knows, see.
Who can do anything for Swami.
Yeah, he will give up his life for Swami, which he had done also. And for him, Swami's words are, that's all, ultimate. In fact, I remember one more incident which I wanted to tell. B.D. Jetty, when he was Vice President of India, he had come at a time when Swami had retired to the bedroom. And he wanted to discuss very urgent matter with Swami. I don't know, maybe government or personal. So, but he didn't have time. He has to catch a flight and then go back to Delhi. So he asked all the people, those who were around, they said only Rambrahman can go. Nobody else can go. Because
it was in the evening?
In the afternoon. He had come in the afternoon only, because Swami has retired already for the afternoon. So he came and approached. He said, sir, you may be vice president or you may be president. Swami has gone and said, I will not go and ask him. I will not wake him up. He pleaded, telling that, sir, it is very urgent. I have to meet, no other go. Swami wanted again to teach us a lesson. Not that without Swami Sankalpa, nobody can come to Vrindavan or Puttaparthi. We all know that. Half an hour, he pleaded. Rambrahman said, sir, whatever it is, for me, my God is most important. He is resting, I won't disturb him. Who will have the guts to tell? See, a protocol, when a vice president is coming, however it is, it's a sudden visit without information, all that. Rambrahman was not moved at all. He said, sorry. He could have gone inside and then he could have told Swami. See, maybe if I'm in that position, surely by seeing that, or if somebody else, we would have gone and disturbed
Swami.
Yeah,
you would probably think that Swami will understand because the vice president of the country is
one
coming.
More thought what might come to my mind is, if I don't inform Swami when he comes out, he may blast me.
He might get angry also. Why didn't you inform him?
But for him, nothing. For him, Swami is not. But in fact, people around him told, hey, Tarvat, in case if Swami tells why you didn't call him, what will what? He's going to shout at me. I take the banging, but I won't disturb his rest.
Resting time.
That is the great. Then Swami by himself, you know, he wanted us to teach a lesson, the love of Rambrahman to him. He came out himself, then told, hey, call Jetty, B.D. Jetty. Then they discussed, and in fact, he appreciated Rambrahman. He told all of us, see, that is the devotion.
Oh.
Not that Swami doesn't know, but I wanted to teach you a lesson. Here, Rambrahman very clearly said no, because for him, Swami's physical comfort is much more than any other thing. Not the physical comfort, the love what he has for Swami is so great, he is not bothered about any consequences. That is one of the nice incidents.
I mean, the ideal way of serving the Lord. I mean,
yes.
Always the master's comfort, the master's happiness, the master's convenience is paramount.
Yes, yes. Which I think nobody else would have done it. Really, I'm telling. Maybe.
And when you have that much faith, only then
blast,
you can
let me blast, what is there? But at least I am happy that I haven't disturbed him. What a great... I am ready to undergo any amount of suffering, but least discomfort I don't want to come to the Lord. That is one of the greatest, noblest thought one can have. One more beautiful incident, what happened, see, Ram Brahmam, when Swami was 51 years, he was 76 years. Physically, I am talking about physically, yes, you know, we cannot put age to Swami. Swami was going to Ooty. That time, Ram Brahmam had problem with very high diabetic and very high blood pressure running with him. So Swami told me, you take care of Ram Brahmam, I'll be there only for 4 days. I'll come back. The night, you know, diabetic, high diabetic, they have to go to the toilet quite a few times. So whenever he calls, you have to go and make him again sleep. Within 4 days, I'll come, don't worry. So there were two rooms, one of the wonderful rooms, what we used to call safe room because there was a safe. And one more room at the back where Ram Brahmam Gauru will sleep. I was sleeping here in the safe room. By Swami's grace, I'm always, even today, I'm a very light sleeper. Even a smallest noise, I can get up by His grace. So what he'll do, I told you about the loudness with which Ram Brahmam can call. Even when he is sick, if not Kulwantal, at least you can hear up to the corner of South Indian canteen. So that is, I used to get up, take him to the bathroom, then make him lie down, clean the toilet, because he couldn't even flush. That was the condition of his body. So first day, second day went off, nothing happened. 5-6 times I took him to the bathroom daily. Third day, once or twice I had taken him already. Then I slept off. He wanted to go to the toilet. He had shouted quite a few times. I didn't get up.
Oh.
But the urge to go to the toilet was so great, he got up. In the process, his body could not, I used to literally carry him. Like that, he used to put, he's a very bulky body, I can't lift him. So he'll put a hand in the shoulder and then I'll take him slowly to the bathroom, make him sit, and then come like that. I didn't get up, but the urge was so great, he got up. In the process, he was about to fall down.
Oh.
He was about to fall down. When he was about to fall down, Swami appeared there. Swami appeared there. Physically, he was in Ooty. He appeared there. Swami took him to the toilet, got him back, went and cleaned the toilet, and both of them were talking for half an hour or something like that. I didn't know anything. I was sleeping blissfully. Next day when I got up, he said, "Hey, Swami Uchara." I thought, see, our faith is only that much. Okay, old man. I was proud of my...
Swami had come.
The next day morning when I got up, both of them were talking for half an hour. I didn't know anything. No, the distance is between our place only. That is the distance. This room, that room, that room corner is a bit. When he said, I said, okay, old man. Some hallucination, all that. That was the thought in my mind. I forgot totally about that. The fifth day Swami came. He also told me that Swami spoke to me for half an hour. He had given me vibhuti, all that. He said, I thought just okay. Old man is, because he is not well also. Swami came on the fifth day. Normally, I will be the one who will open the door for Swami because I used to have the keys. He opened, he came straight to me. Nanna bathroom kadige chesi petta vera. You made me wash toilet.
Oh my God.
That is the only word he said, and then he went up. See, about this, when Swami is physically not there in Vrindavan, nobody will come to that place. I used to be there, that's fine. But no, Ram Brahmam, nobody had met the 3 days. Ram Brahmam had not told anybody other than me about Swami coming and then taking him to the toilet and then coming. Only one word. It was so shocking. I just couldn't understand when Swami said like this. No, it took some time for me to understand the word. Then he went up. He smiled nicely, went up. Then I went and fell at Ram Brahmam's feet. Tathagaru, we used to call him Tathagaru. Samichandi, meerappudu cheppinappudu. He couldn't see. Normally, when Swami comes, he'll also go, but his condition was not that all right. So that, I went, Tathagaru, samichandi.
Forgive me.
Because you told me I didn't believe that time. Why did it happen to me? With slightest noise, I'll get up. That day, why didn't you wake me up? You should have woken me up, no. I would have also seen Swami, because I have never seen Swami other than his physical form when he was in. That experience so far, I have not got it. He said, Bangaru. He also tells in a nice way. See, there is one thing called Praptam. And with Swami, if he wants you to have his darshan only, but don't worry, you will get all those. See, that is a loving word. Don't worry. Have faith in him. He will always give such good experience to you also. See, here in this thing, he is always ready. Physically, he may be away in one place or other place, even now. See, Swami is everywhere. But the care and the love, what Swami has for his devotees is something immense. He had put a fellow to take care of him, but here that fellow slept off. He goes to the extent of cleaning the toilet. New Paduko, he went to the toilet, cleaned the toilet. See, the Supreme Lord cleaning the toilet for his devotee. That is the greatest thing. So many lessons we have taught. Humility to the core from God's side. That I learned from Ram Ramam Garu. And he'll go to any extent to save his devotee. He'll even take them to toilet. He'll clean the toilet, make them sleep, telling them don't worry. He didn't, Swami also physically didn't shout at me. Hey, I told you to, if I would have been in that position, well, I asked you to take care of your fellow, you are fit for nothing, that, I was at here. Hey, nanu bathroom kadugu chesi petta vera. One beautiful smile. That is one of the best thing he went. That is one of my nicest experience. In fact, I really feel blessed that Swami had given an opportunity to serve a person like Rama Brahma.
Absolutely.
Really. Because, as you said, he, in my eyes, see, we don't know anything about the God's nature and this. When we do not know anything, how will we say that is he himself got imprisoned in devotee's heart? But few experience of mine clearly shows that Ram Brahma was the one person who had captured Lord fully in his heart. And Swami will go to any extent to show his love and affection for Rama Brahma. This is one of the nice experiences I had with Rama Brahma. Now the incident, what I am going to tell you is, as I told, one of the best moment in my life is only that moment. Earlier I was just telling about form and non-form. And Ram Brahma suddenly became out of form one day.
Oh.
How it happened was, see that time the communication network was so bad. When Swami leaves Puttaparthi to come to Vrindavan. See, that time it used to happen that every 15 days, 20 days, Swami will just come. He'll spend 10, 15 days, again he'll go. In fact, in Vrindavan, Vrindavan, Swami used to spend almost 250 to 300 days.
Oh. 250
to 300. That is one of the best moments.
This is in the 70s.
76, 77, 78. When once the college started, he'll spend maximum time there.
Yeah. Puttaparthi college had not started.
Not had started that time. Mm-hmm. Then only it became 50-50 sharing. Then ultimately, okay, he knows what is best. So that time what used to happen, Swami will come. Suddenly he'll tell, okay, I'll start. That time we'll all cry. He'll go halfway and then come back. Hey, I forgot the key. One reason he'll tell, he'll continue to stay like that. So such a wonderful love what Swami had for the boys that time. So that time normally whenever Swami comes from Puttaparthi to Vrindavan, without, you know, only certainty about the goddess is uncertainty. So suddenly he'll say, I'm going to Vrindavan. So Kutumbrao Garu will send a telegram that Swami has left Puttaparthi. Normally it will reach us maybe when Swami goes back to Puttaparthi and then comes next time. That was the communication. So we should be always ready for Swami to come. So Swami had permitted a few postgraduate students, those who were doing the postgraduate course in Bangalore, because that time we didn't have the postgraduate, to stay in the hostel and they were permitted to sleep upstairs in the veranda. So it was a Sunday or some holiday. So all four people were sleeping blissfully in the afternoon and suddenly Swami had come.
In the bungalow.
In the bungalow. So we saw the car in the portico, so we opened the door. And Swami went directly. Those fellows were not aware.
Oh, so...
So four fellows were sleeping blissfully. That was quite hot summer. So they were, you know, not in full uniform, all the dhoti and banyan, all that. They were sleeping in the afternoon. So immediately they got up. Swami, you know, loving mother, he blessed them nicely. He spoke to them, all that, and then sent. Ram Ramam Garu was in the field. He used to take care of all that field, Gokulam, all that. So hearing that Swami has come, he came running. When he was about to get into the steps, Swami sent word from top, ask Ram Ramam not to come upstairs.
Oh.
See, Ram Ramam's routine, he'll come at 6 o'clock. For Swami. Normally, Swami used to come out 6:10, 6:15. And 10-15 minutes, or depending upon his mood, physical thing, or his, I should not use the word mood, Swami normally keeps both in, that's what I observed, 10-15 minutes, he'll be just silent. He'll just come and sit and then, you know, his usual actions of writing in the air, doing, his face will be slightly serious. That's what I have observed. And during the 10 minutes or 15 minutes, nobody will talk anything to Swami. Then he'll say, then, which means he has come from his higher plane to lower plane, to our plane. That's what we always used to say. So this man comes, he was about to get into the Swami says, ask him not to come. This fellow, he was the person, he'll go at 6 o'clock, again, when Swami retires in the afternoon, he'll go with Swami, come back, again 3 o'clock he'll come, he'll have his breakfast, lunch, dinner, everything with Swami, and night, as I said, he was the only person who was permitted to go inside and do that par seva all to Swami. Swami says, don't come. So this man said, what is this? What I have done? Swami came down in the evening and blasted Ram Brahmam in front of all the people. You don't have any reverence for Swami. What is this building? Is it building or it is a mandir? You allowed all four boys to sleep in the afternoon. They don't have any reverence. In mandir, can anybody do like that? All the tuck, 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 tuck. Don't come upstairs again.
And the boys were not neatly dressed.
No, no. They were sleeping. Swami was not happy. See, this all is game. He didn't know what to do. And, you know, day one, day two, day three, it went and, you know, slowly his agony was building. He was confident Swami will call him. But, you know, see, Swami, however a great devotee is, he wanted to crush all the things. So 3 days, 4 days, nothing. And these boys came and, see, that is one of the greatness of Ram Brahmam. These four boys came and begged, sorry, sir, because of us only you were. No, no, meereen tappu chesaru. Who will have that heart to tell? See, if I would have been in that position, I would have blasted the four fellows. See, because of you fellows, I am getting into trouble, all that. But here, you have not done any mistake. Swami has given permission for you to sleep. You have slept. Did Swami tell that you should not sleep in the afternoon? Nothing like that. It will be all right. Don't worry. Go. 2 days, 3 days, 76 years old, baby slowly, his face always, no crying, that craving. Yes, when Swami comes down only, he can see Swami. That too, when he says, pa, pa. You know, Swami's treatment sometimes can be worst. Really, I'm telling you. My God.
He put you through the grind.
Yes, yes. I think there is one beautiful Tamil film song it is. It says, Kadavul Manidanaga Pirakka Vendum. God should take human birth to and should undergo all the suffering what I have undergone, then only he knows. That's what it says. It's one of the wonderful songs. Though the contest was not spiritual, it is worldly. But here, he was giving such a tremendous torture to Rama Brahma. All of us were moved. But God, as hard as diamond, he blast, blast, blast. Whenever he says, bah, you have waste, this, that, went on. 10 days passed. This man could not bear anymore. So one of the teachers who were permitted to go up, he called him and then said, tell Swami, I'm backing off. I can't bear this agony. So that man went and told Swami, chala eduthunaru, velipotanam cheptaru. Telling that, Swami, he says he'll go, he cannot bear this anymore. Call him up. That's what the Lord said. I was standing next to Rama Brahmam Garu that time.
You were standing next to
him? I was next to Rama Brahmam Garu. So, that person came down. Swami Paiki Pilistanaru. He just looked at him like that. Daily Paiki Ravachan Kanuko. Ask Swami whether I can come regularly up. Went up. No, the piling of that, what do you call, devotion, bhakti, the agony you could see. Old man of 76, is already his face is very round, you know, he's a very good body as he had. His face has doubled with that agony, tears, almost, no, he was controlling his level best. Rauch, Swami said, Rauch.
He asked, tell Swami whether I can come every day.
Then only I'll come up. That is the condition, condition number one.
Oh my God.
So he come. Rauch, Swami said you can come. Daily Swami the bone chai vacha kanuko. No, that anger thing, all you can see, no. It is a wonderful experience. It is a horripilation only. Here is a person who is dictating terms to the God, who was very angry with him, treating him like anything.
Go and ask Swami if I can have food with him
regularly. Chai vachi chippu. Swami was smiling mischievously. He wanted to really teach us a lesson that moment. Swami, tisukochi cheppar. Daily night path save jai vacha kanuko. Lentin in Ranu. No, that agony again. It is. Chayuchu.
Can I do path seva every night?
Night. If he agrees for that only, I'll come. Otherwise, I'm going off.
Oh my God.
See, that a pure devotee can only tell to the God.
Yeah, really. Only if you are that sure of your love for Swami.
Because God, whenever he wants you to put down a thing, no, correct time he'll put you down. You can never take Swami for granted. I've seen in so many cases, really, I'm telling. I can write a book about that. When people thought they were very smart, how nicely Swami had hit. I know that. And they've lost wonderful opportunity thereafter. Here he is dictating terms. Only with pure heart it can happen. Goes. Chayochu. He was climbing up. There'll be normally about 18, 19 steps. You can see that, I don't know what emotion it is. It is seeing the Lord after 15 days. Or the anger. I want to fight with you, Lord. I, no, because we are not the people who can judge the emotion of pure people. Other emotion you can see always. He was climbing up, up. I also followed just to see and
you
witness.
Followed? Wow.
That time we were permitted to, so I was just standing. He went, he saw Swami, broke down. Literal fighting with Swami started. How can you do like this to me? What mistake did I do? Is it my duty to see who are all sleeping here? If I keep on seeing that, who will take care of your field and cows? Okay. What mistake did the boys do? That is the most beautiful thing. You tell thousand mother, veitalli veitalli in chaptar gada, me pillale pandukunnar gada. You say you are thousand mother. Then what's wrong if your children sleep? See, he is questioning the Lord's thing. He is not blaming the boys directly. Tap, tap, tap. You should see Swami. Oh. He is a child. See, sometime mother, when she gets angry on a child, what happens? Here, Swami had become a child and mother abusing, not abusing, say it is a love fight. I should not use the word. Sorry, Ram Brahman Garu. Sorry, Swami. Why did you do like this? You cannot do like this. Miru tappu chesaru. Taka, taka,
he told Swami.
He was crying, 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 crying. Miru itla chesaru. 51-year-old kid, 76-year-old baby. That's what I should say. See, child doesn't know to whom it is talking to. Normally, the small children, they don't give respect to father and mother when they talk because they do not know anything. I think that is the stage here. He didn't know what, that agony was so much. The suffering, the frustration, what he had was so much.
He could tell Swami.
And the only response, Atlagadaram Brahmam. Then Swami created.
Please don't worry, nothing like that, nothing like that.
Atlagada means nothing. He is not telling anything why he had done all that. Atlagada Ram Brahmam. That fellow was holding Swami's feet. Swami was sitting in a thing, crying. All the fellows other than Bhagavan, even from Swami's eyes also you could see. See, always Swami always says, one of the beautiful chanting of Swami, which always I do is, Kangalil Karunayal Eppozhum Neer Nirandavar. It comes in Lalita Sahasranam also, which clearly says that, no, we might have seen Swami, observing Swami always, he'll take a kerchief and then keep on wiping. Once he had told, see that is called Karunya, this thing, it comes automatically, Swami can't help it. Whenever I see so many people, and anything, even when he is alone also, that because he is the protector, he knows everybody is suffering, because of his Karuna, always water will flow from his eyes. In Lalita Sahasranam also it is said, she is the one who got wetness in her heart because of Karunya. Here, it is not only heart from Swami's eyes also. You observe any time you see 1 hour video, even when he is giving a speech, he'll take and then wipe both the eyes. The only word what the supreme divinity said is Atlagadaram Prabhu.
Not like that. Don't take it so serious. Things like that.
Then believe me, he just, normally Swami creates vibhuti like this. With five fingers open, he created so much vibhuti, maybe 250 grams. Then applied from head to foot, Ram Brahman back, he moved, he pulled the shirt. What a sight. Then this man, that's when Swami did, he became a child, he cried. Caught hold of Swami's feet, Swami. Then Swami took him. In spite of having a high diabetic condition, he'll say, what, if I eat more sugar, Swami's prasad, nothing will happen. So Swami took him to the dining hall, first made him eat, then only Swami took food that day. If you see, the only one word what Swami uttered is, Atlagadu. He didn't tell why he had shouted at Ramu. He wanted to teach us a great lesson. If your heart is true, if your heart is pure, if you always think of me, you also become one so that you can bless me.
I am at your disposal completely. Yes. I mean, I have no power over you.
In my life, I have never seen anybody shouting at Swami. Swami will never allow that to happen. Here, literally, it is not shouting. It is his love. It is his devotion. It is his agony.
He feels he has that authority because he is so pure in his
heart. Pure in his heart. That will come only because of purity and innocence.
Innocence.
But what you have done is wrong. Nobody can tell to Swami like that. He is the one who told that. Swami, neneem tappu chesanu. He didn't tell you have done wrong. Neneem tappu chesanu.
What did I do?
Neneem cheyaledu. Who will say, you tell thousand mothers love and then you don't allow your children to sleep. See here, one is the divine Lord's play. See, pure devotee, sometimes God tests all the people so that all the other people also will know the greatness of this particular person. And also, you can also have the guts to fight with me if your heart is pure. That is one thing. That is God has thought. What Ram Brahman, this incident, what he had thought. These four boys going to him, pleading, sorry, because of us only you got into that trouble. But he consoled them, telling them it's not your mistake. And not only with these people, he goes to the Lord and then tells, Lord, you say you are thousand mother, what is wrong? I didn't give them permission to sleep. When you have given permission for them to sleep, how can you say don't sleep? He has the guts to tell Bhagavan that. And that day is the best day in my life, really I'm telling. We could know how God will go to any extent, even taking abuse. I think so many people have done. In fact, there is one great Tamil poet, Sundaramurthy Nayanar. He is one of the 63 Saiva propagators. And in that, among the 63, four were supposed to be the greatest. Appar, Thirunyana Sambandar, Sundarar and Manikavachakar. This Sundarar, when he was gifted to sing, that is to compose verses, the first line what he uttered to Shiva is Pitta. Pitta means mad, you mad fellow. Only pure devotee can do that. And Ram, really, I think I feel very, 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 very fortunate that Swami had blessed me twice. And in Shakespeare, he says about the quality of the mercy is not strained, something all that he says. I remember only one line in that. It blesseth the one who gets it and the one who gives it. Like that, coming to Bhagavan itself, one great good fortune, I don't know. See, I personally feel it is out of his own compassion. I don't know, we are all whether worthy of his love. But out of his compassion, out of his love, he brought us him. And another good fortune what I had is to move and to serve even Sir Ram Prabhu to some extent.
Absolutely.
He is one of the greatest person. And one more thing, what whenever Swami tells about something, because they used to talk, I told 1 hour, 2 hours like that in the when one Swami retired. If Swami mentions about any boys, he'll call them and then say, hey Swami, he won't tell the exact conversation. Hey Swami has got high hopes on you. So be worthy of that. All that, no, that is the love, because he wants other people also to grow. Normally the people, those who are in high physical closeness all.
And they will think about their closeness, but he is all the time interested in other people getting blessing.
That is because he wants Swami to have many loving people around him. See, for him personally, there's nothing. That sense of jealousy is not at all there with him. If he becomes, normally if you see even Devendra, whenever somebody does tapas, because his position might go, he normally goes and disturbs it. But he is a person who, he is far greater than Devendra, that's what I want to say. He'll lift them, he'll keep counseling. Swami is this, Swami is that. Swami will put you in so much maya, don't fall for it. He is one of the greatest. It is your good fortune that you have come, don't leave. Like that, he is caretaker of Mandir. We are in hostel. Professionally, we are not connected anywhere. But Swami's children are his children. That is the feeling which he used to have. Is one of the greatest gem, and really I want to thank you for giving me a great opportunity to talk about such a great legend.
In fact, when you were narrating this incident of him fighting with Bhagwan, even as I was listening about Rama Brahma, I was reminded of Ramadas, Saint Ramadas, when he was jailed and all that, he also cried to the Lord saying, what did I do with your money? I brought jewels for you. I built your temple. I adorned you. And now you're looking so beautiful and then you're punishing me like this. He had that courage to tell the Lord that this is what you do. And that way abusing the Lord at that time. You are happily looking beautiful with all the jewels. Whose money is that? Who gave you all that? He could tell the Lord like that.
Yeah, but one of the most beautiful thing with Ramdas, since you started, the immediate thought that struck me, if Rama would have been physically with Ramdas, I don't think he would have had the guts to tell all these things to Rama. I don't know, probably. But here is Rama.
Yes.
I think in fact, in my opinion, see, I have not moved with Ramdas, so I don't know anything about Ramdas. With Ramram, I'll say, I think even he is one step ahead of Ramdas directly telling Swami. There are sometimes the conversation between him and Swami, you should see. So when Swami talks something, he'll say, bah, not like that. See,
oh my God.
That's Sakya Bhakti, again.
Yeah, friendship. That friendship was
friendship
so intimate.
Friendship was so intimate. See, nobody can tell Swami, bah. No, here, and Swami used to enjoy that. See, Swami will physically enjoy all those things when you have purity. He is the master. He knows when to put you down, when to raise you and then put you down. But Ramdas, oh my God. Again, I wanted to tell, I thank Swami for giving me a wonderful opportunity to be with Ram Prabhu Gaur for the 5-6 years when I was in Vrindavan. Really, I'm telling. I can never find a person. I think maybe another person probably is Rajmata of Navnagar. She also had the guts to speak to Swami very freely. Very few people we could see. One is Rajmata also. Though I don't have much exposure as I had with Ram Prabhu. But many a times I've seen, you know, they'll argue very nicely. You know, it's a treat to watch.
Because the Swami was literally, it's like their friend, Bhagwan was.
Friend. Total. Sakya Bhakti. I think it is Atmanivedanam already. Because of, I personally feel that Sakya also will come when you have Atmanivedanam. Because that is ultimate. When you have Atmanivedanam, all other things falls into that.
Yes.
It is, I think, Brahma with Brahma Vibhavati. Again, I wanted to say this word. They live in Swami constantly. So, if at all they are fighting with themselves. So, it is not any other thing. Brahman.
Yes.
His name, see, Swami always says,
live
up to your name. But here, Rama's Karuna, he is full of compassion. Brahmam, always thinking of Brahmam. I think more appropriate name was given to Ram Brahmam by his parents. I think they maybe, they were also such a great devotee, they know all these things are going to happen. So they have named him so nicely as Rama Brahma. Really, he is one of the gem. Karuna, so compassionate to all the boys. I had never seen him abusing anybody. And the equanimity, that is another great. See, he is talking to a very important VIP. Say. If somebody, say one sweeper comes, he wanted to talk something, so he is standing. He won't bother about that VIP. Immediately he will turn to that, hey, Emajde, Em Kavali. Here I am with a conversation with a top fellow. What he is going to feel, I am not bothered. For me, all the people are important. You may be a top. Even he is a human being, he is a human being. That is another aspect what I had seen in Ram Brahma.
The way he used to manage the Vrindavan Ashram.
It is very difficult. Very difficult to manage and to know. And each and every time whenever Swami comes, he used to give him some gift.
Swami?
See, that shows the love. For example, one day he had given a walking stick to Ram Brahma. The walking stick is such a beautiful thing that you can open the top so that it will go inside the earth. You can sit on that walking stick.
Oh. Okay.
So Swami, when he got that, and they see, Devaroda Kichara immediately, Ni Nyavagame Ochindi, Papam Ni Pulavalam Ni Untagada. See, somebody gave me, I remembered that you are the one who always stand in field all. So it will be useful. You can just, then Swami demonstrated how to sit, all that. See, that itself shows the love. See, Swami physically away in Puttaparthi, but still he thinks of his only great devotees. So whenever something comes, he immediately wants to give that to that devotee. That is another, it is one of the rarest blessings.
Absolutely. I mean,
rarest blessings.
You think of your beloved, your most loved one.
Loved
like
ones. So many times Swami has given like that. And he, Ram Brahma is a person, I told you, is a rustic. Literally, he loves to eat. So Swami always says, sugar, nothing, I'll take care, eat whatever you want.
Sounds to tell.
And mangoes all. And one more beautiful thing, when once Swami retires, when he is about to go down, he'll go to the kitchen. The love for the people, that's what. I told him, he's a hefty person. His palm can hold about, say, 5 mangoes, here 5 mangoes, some sweets, so many things. So he'll lift all that from Swami's kitchen. He'll come, Swami's prasadam, patuko. Whoever is there, everybody will give. Swami's prasad, tinatra, tinadi. He'll say that is another loving nature of Rama Brahma.
Means anyone who comes, he'll want to give something.
No, when he comes down, whomever he sees, he'll give.
He'll give.
He'll give whomever and what a, my God. I think it is again to say, thank you Swami, thank you so much that you had made me see not only the divine incarnation that you are, but one of the greatest devotee ever to walk on earth, Rama Brahma Garu. And my pranams to even Ram Brahma Garu, who surely will be with Swami, no? So when I say my namaskars to Swami, I think it will go to Ram Brahma also. Sai Ram.
Wonderful, sir. Thank you very much. So that was Brother Malikeshwaran, former student of Bhagwan's University, who had the chance to live with Bhagwan in the early years of Vrindavan, and that is how he had this opportunity to watch Mr. Rama Brahmam at close quarters. Brother Malikeshwara now serves in the Satya Sai hostel for senior students, and there is so much to dwell on the life of the devotee like Mr. Rama Brahmam. And I will end this episode with a beautiful poem that Bhagwan had written to Mr. Rama Brahmam. Whenever Swami used to go out of Puttaparthi, go out of Vrindavan, Swami would write very detailed descriptive letters to Mr. Rama Brahmam, detailing to him what he has seen how the events went on. Suppose he is there in Bombay, suppose he is there in Delhi, he will describe everything that happened there. And just like, you know, someone would write to his dear one about all the happenings. That is how Bhagavan would write letters to Mr. Rama Brahma. And there is this beautiful letter that Bhagavan once wrote to him. This is not a description, but this only shows the relationship that existed between the Lord and this amazing devotee. In this letter, Swami, as I said, writes a poem, and it begins like this. Did I ever forget the streaming tears of yearning shed by Sakubai, the Sakubai who longed to see me? Did I not remember the ordeals gone through by my devotee Nandanar, who had no other aspiration than to adore me? Did Mirabai, who wept ceaselessly and beseeched me just for my darshan, ever fade from my memory? Did I ever ignore the prayers of Tyagaraja, who wandered everywhere with the divine madness, relentlessly uttering Rama, Rama? O Rama Brahmam, will your Sai, who is ever aware of all these, not listen to your tearful entreaties to him? Why will he not shower his mercy on you? Be assured, he will protect you without fail at all times. Sai is your sole refuge, wherever you may be, in a forest, in the sky, in a city or a village, on the top of a mountain or in the middle of a deep sea. Sai will never forget you. This is the assurance that Bhagavan had given to his dearest devotee, Mr. Rama Brahmam. And I think through him, he is giving it to each one of us. The Lord who looked after his devotees like Sakubai, like Meera, like Nandanar, like Rama Brahma. Will he not listen to our prayers too, and will he not take care of us too? He will. And Swami says, why will he not shower his mercy on you? Be assured, he will protect you without fail at all times. And that is what Swami has been doing with all of us, isn't it? Whether we are in the forest, as Swami says, you may be anywhere in the middle of the sky or in the depth of the ocean, I will be there. And he is there. And he is protecting us. For every instance, when we know and when we feel his presence, there are innumerable occasions when we don't even notice how he has saved us. And the saga continues of the devotee and the Lord. The sweetest relationships of this world. We will continue this saga of Sai Rama and Rama Brahmam in the future episodes of Outside Inside, Deep Inside. Thank you so much, dear listeners, for being with us throughout the day, this lovely Thursday. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu. It's Bhagwan's grace that we have this series of programs on this beautiful day as well as on every day on Radio Sai. It is just another opportunity for us to cleanse ourselves, to purify ourselves, and to feel his presence in our lives. And we hope it is of use to you. Please feel free to share with us your feedback and comments. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. With heart full of gratitude, I offer my humble salutations at the lotus feet of Bhagwan for this entire day of lovely program and for being with us and giving us this joy of sharing his love. Even as a sign off, you will continue to listen to a drama on Shirdi Baba, which was presented by the students of Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School on 29th March 2007. This will start at 9:50, so keep listening. Let us immerse ourselves in His love, in His glory, in His beautiful love. Thank you so much. Sayonara.